Good afternoon, everyone. Since you have the bulletin, you don't know what the title of my message is, so I'm going to tell you what the title of my message is. Sow some seed with love. In Ecclesiastes 11:1-2, we read this. So let us turn to Ecclesiastes, and we'll read chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Cast your bread upon the waters, and you will find it many days, giving a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. Well, when I read that and I look at that, I'm still trying to figure out what some of that is meaning. And so, in the NLT, it says, send your grain across the seas, and in time, profits will flow back to you, but divide your investments among many places, for you do not know what risks might lie ahead. And so there's a warning, all right? And there's a warning in Matthew 6 about doing good, all right? And what that says in Matthew 6, verses 1 to 4, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father, who sees in secret himself, and will reward you openly. So what we see here is a promise from God. Now, does God keep the promises he tells us he will keep? Does God mean what he says, that if we do good things, all right, that he will really reward us? And I mean even to our enemies. And so we're supposed to give to the poor when we have the opportunity, pray for people when there are tragedies to help them out any possible way we possibly can, but not do so publicly, not do so openly, so people can see us. And that's what the Pharisees used to do. They used to help openly, but they didn't really care for it. They just wanted the attention. So let's look into God's word and see what kind of proof God will show to us that he will do what he says he will do. We all know 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 6 to 15 talks about the cheerful giver. All right. I'm just going to read a small section from it. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountiful will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Again, I like the NLT. It says, as the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. And so sometimes doing good deeds constantly, all right, can become tiresome. And there's a scripture pertaining to that very subject as well. So let's turn to Galatians, and I'm going to read in chapter 6 and verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now, when you hear heart, that's like saying have faith. Believe and trust in God no matter how bad the circumstances are. Now, sometimes when we have those trials, those circumstances, we tend to pray, possibly fast, and we look to have help come immediately. But that help doesn't always come immediately. So in the NLT, it said this. So let us not get tired of doing what is good. In just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up. And now this is what verse 10 says. All right. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those of the family of the faith. Especially to those in the church. All right. Now, when Christ was here, he was teaching his disciples who became his apostles another lesson about doing good. What about our enemies? So in Luke 6, 35, 36, this is what Christ was telling the apostles. But love your enemies, do good and lead and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High. One of the things which is really important for us to remember, all right, is what we do is a reflection of what Christ himself would do, all right, because he lives inside us. And that statement, you will be the sons of the Most High, or the daughters of the Most High for that matter, all right? For he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. If we go into Psalms, verse 40, chapter 41, and verses 1 to 3, we find this is what is said in the Old Testament. So Psalms 41, verse 1, blessed is he who considers the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Essentially, what it says is the Lord will rescue us. Now, let us turn to Matthew 22. Because Matthew 22, we're going to read verses 37 to 39. Because in these verses is a statement, which basically is the sum of what he is actually teaching us. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. All right? First portion of the first four commandments. All right? This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, the remaining six. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, again, does God really keep his promises? I stand before you and I tell you yes. And I want to tell you a personal experience. We used to send money to a charity for the purpose of helping children overseas. So we physically sent our money over the waters, right? Because it says, cast your bread across the seas, right? And we didn't have a lot of money. We were just sending a little portion of what we had to go help somebody that we were told needed help. And that was many, many, many years ago. I'm going to fast forward from that situation. Our son Sam was in high school. Our son Sam was born with a heart condition. Sammy had to have a heart operation. My insurance wasn't covering it. Not only wasn't my insurance not covering it, at the same time, we were being evicted. We had no place to go. All right, so what do? I have to go look for a place to live. Okay, fine, we'll find one. What do I do about Sam? The operation could not wait. He had to have that operation. And so we were in an office at the hospital, all right, and we were talking back and forth as to what can possibly be done. And this is a pen. Not this pen, but I had a pen in my hand. I was about to sign the dotted line, all right? That dotted line would have meant that he would have had the operation and I would have been responsible for the payments. But, like I said, does God keep his promises? The phone rang in the office where we were. We were told to stop and go back to the doctor, which is Sam's heart doctor. And when we got there, we got the surprise of our life. Sam's operation was going to be paid for us free of charge. And so, I leave to you with this statement. And that is this. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it many days, giving a service to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. When you least expect it and possibly need it the most, God will provide an answer for you.